This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
I'm Larry Anguissano reporting for Aviation Consumer and AvWeb ahead of AirVenture 2016 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm talking with Paula Dirks, the president of the Aircraft Electronics Association, about the organization's role in processing the rebate checks for the FAA's ADS-B upgrade incentive, plus an update on financing options for ADS-B and other avionics upgrades. So first, Paula, why don't you describe the association's role in processing these rebate checks that the FAA is issuing for ADS-B upgrades? First, might you give an overview of the program?
Okay, I'd be glad to. First of all, for those who maybe don't know the makeup of the Aircraft Electronics Association, we are an international trade association whose members are the avionics and instrument manufacturers and distributors, as well as the government-certified repair stations, more commonly referred to as avionics shops. So we have a little over 1,300 company members in more than 40 countries around the world. Obviously, our main membership, our largest number of members are located within the United States. So naturally, all of the certified ADS-B manufacturers are AEA members, and it will be up to our repair station members, the avionics shops, to do the installation of these upgrades to meet the 2020 mandate. So the FAA approached us a few months ago to introduce to us, as well as a couple of other trade associations, GAMA and AOPA, this concept of a rebate program. And obviously, we thought it was a great idea. You know, as you know, there's about 40 months left to meet the mandate, and there's still over 100,000 aircraft yet to equip. So I think the FAA recognized, you know, there's a need to incentivize those single-engine, fixed-wing aircraft owners to get a move on, basically light a fire in the industry to get these numbers up. And the AEA is partnering with the FAA in the actual administration of the checks, of the rebate checks. So this is an FAA rebate program. They are coordinating their website, the rebate website, as far as applying for the rebate, doing the compliance flight testing and so forth. They're overseeing that whole program. We are simply doing the behind-the-scenes administrative process for them of actually issuing rebate checks once the aircraft owner has met all the requirements for the rebate.
Why isn't the program up and running yet, or why isn't the rebate check available? Is it going to be available this fall, or what is the time frame?
Right. And that is, you know, we've heard a lot of feedback as well, and disappointment and frustration from not only the pilots, but from our avionics shops, who are right now this summer planning a very busy summer scheduling and installing ADS-B equipment. And unfortunately, as with any government program that involves money, they must publish their plan in the Federal Register. And that is a 60-day public comment period. And then they allow another 30 days to process comments, read the comments, respond to comments, and so forth. So, unfortunately, even though it was announced by Administrator Huerta on June 6th, the program is not effective and will not become effective until mid-September. So, yes, I have been hearing out in the field that there's some delays in installations, but what we are encouraging the avionics shops to do with their customers is to at least, you know, talk to them about what they need in their aircraft, what equipment will fit, the integration of the equipment into their already existing cockpit, order the equipment, because, you know, based on the response we've heard from the rebate, it's going to be very popular, and there's going to be a lot of people trying to apply for this. So, you know, perhaps look at the fall schedule and get something on the books. And then once the rebate program becomes effective in mid-September, again, that's what the FAA is hoping, then they can, you know, start the rebate process. I kind of liken it to, you have to take a small step backwards to take 20,000 steps ahead, and that 20,000 steps equates to 20,000 installations that will qualify for the $500 rebate.
So it's not guaranteed that the program is going to be up and running by September. Is that a projected time frame?
That is a projected time frame. That takes into account the end of the comment period and then assembling the comments and so forth. They're marking mid-September to be able to roll out the rebate program.
Okay, but you can still have the installation completed now. Is that correct? You don't have to wait until September?
No, that is not correct. You do have to wait. The installation cannot take place prior to the release of the rebate program. So if you want to apply for the $500 rebate and you meet all the program rules, you have to wait to even begin the installation until after the rebate program begins. But in advance of that, between now and mid-September, and what is that, maybe 2 months from now, let's say, you can still be picking out your equipment. You know, sometimes it's not an easy choice. It all depends on the aircraft and what the cockpit's configured to right now. You know, go in and talk to the shop, set up your install date, but you just can't actually have the installation done until after the rebate program begins.
Say the installation happens on October 1st. Paperwork is submitted. What kind of time frame to get that $500?
Here's the rebate steps, and I'll just run through them very quickly. The first step is when the owner in the shop schedules the installation of their certified avionics in the eligible aircraft, which is the fixed-wing, single-engine, piston aircraft, then they go to the FAA's ADS-B rebate website, and they get a reservation code. So on that, when their very first step on that website is them putting in their personal information, their name and address, their aircraft type, the equipment that they're having installed, and the actual date of installation at that point. So they get a reservation code. Then the installation is done, and that has to be done within 90 days of applying for when they reserve the rebate. The installation has to take place within 90 days of that date. The installation is done, and then after the install is done, the pilot must fly and validate. And that means within 60 days of the installation, the aircraft has to be flown in rural airspace. And that's defined in 14 CFR 91.225. It's got to be flown in this rural airspace for a minimum of 30 minutes with at least 10 aggregate minutes of maneuvering. And so after that flight is done, the aircraft owner has to validate the performance of their newly installed ADS-B equipment by requesting a public compliance report, and that's available also on the same rebate website. It sounds a little complicated, but you know, once you visit the ADS-B website, FAA's website, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
When they go, they prove that they have done the validation flight, they will receive an incentive code, and at that point, submit that code with the rest of their rebate and to be able to claim it. We are hoping, now that's been, the FAA reviews all of their application, and if they, you know, stamp it okay, that's when they submit it to us, the AEA, and we process the rebate checks. And it is our hope, at least internally here within the AEA, we hope to have a rebate check mailed out to the recipient within 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And that's pretty much average with any type of rebate program in any industry.
What options are available to owners that want to finance a major project, whether it be a major ADS-B project, ADS-B and avionics, or just avionics? What have we seen as of late for that kind of funding?
Probably the best person, Larry, to answer that is Mike Adamson, who's our Vice President of Member Programs and Education. Mike was, and still is, the creator of our ADS-B section on the AEA website, and also we were working with the Next Gen GA Fund a couple of years back. So Mike is very intimate with financing options for ADS-B equipment. So I'm going to have him answer that question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think obviously the initial plans for that program didn't quite pan out, I think, as we originally thought. And with that, still have some commercial options available. I think the way it was originally structured through the FAA was it was going to be guaranteed by them. And with this rebate program, I don't know that that's actually something in the near-term future. So the options that are available now are really something you probably have to go through NEXA, Next Gen GA Fund, to pursue.
And that's NEXA Capital?
Correct. They've got partnerships with two lenders that they've set up, depending on the size of the aircraft, the amount of loan, the number in the fleet that you're looking to finance. They will direct you to a couple of their partners to secure those loans. Now, the difference is these loans are not, they will require collateral, and the original, I think the original plan with the FAA's program was not to require that. So these would be collateralized loans that I think you're typically familiar with whenever you do borrow, large sums of money. So those are still available. Streamlined process through the NEXA GA Fund program. It's information that you can find through the AEA.net/ADSB website.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you folks want to add as we move into Air Venture 2016? Anything else going on at AEA that folks should know about?
Well, I think a couple things I'd like to mention. We obviously have a booth there. We've been there every year for a number of years. We've been in Hangar B at booth 2035, 2036. We will be answering questions about the rebate program, any questions about the financing options through the NEXA GA fund program, and then, of course, our own ADSB giveaway. We are, again this year, offering $1,000 towards the installation of an ADSB system through one of our member certified repair stations. We'll do a total of five of those at $1,000 each, and those giveaways will happen daily, obviously 5 days during the Oshkosh show. So you can come by the booth, fill out an entry card, we'll draw in the evenings and have the announcement the next morning as to who the winner is. And like I said, we'll have a number of AEA staff there that can answer questions about, of course, that, the FAA's rebate program, anything about the installation of ADSB, and information about our shops who are ready, willing, and able to get those systems installed.
Good. How many AEA shops are there that can handle ADSB installations in the United States?
Well, we have around 800 members worldwide, about 600 of those domestically in the U.S. I can't say that all of them have the capabilities to do the installation, but a large percentage do. So you could roughly estimate 500 repair stations domestically would be in a position to install and certify your ADSB system.
Okay.
So quite a number. And right now the discussion's been around capacity with that, and I'd say that the shops do. Certainly they're booking up, and there's plenty of interest even before the rebate program. But as that gets going and the incentives show up, you're going to start to see the backlog really grow with some of these shops. So it's certainly a time to begin the discussion, even if you're looking to do it down the road, just to get an idea of what your installation window looks like.
Thanks for listening to Aviation Consumers Air Venture 2016 coverage on avweb.com.